Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Since our last podcast, OIG has issued a number of reports. In one report, OIG recommended that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services improve insurance marketplace controls for verifying eligibility and resolving inconsistencies. To listen to a podcast on this report, visit our website. In another review, OIG found that 12% of providers terminated for cause from one state Medicaid program in 2011 billed from another state in 2014. Pediatric Services of America and related companies are to pay $6.88 million to resolve allegations of false claims to Medicare and Medicaid. The case includes alleged failure to disclose and return overpayments. Two Southwest Missouri healthcare providers are to pay $5.5 million to settle allegations of improper financial ties with referring doctors. In a case of self-disclosure, a New York hospital is to pay more than $1.4 million to resolve its liability linked to billing improprieties. Two Detroit home health agency owners were convicted in a $33 million Medicare fraud scheme that involved kickbacks, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Also in Detroit, the owner of a pair of home health companies was sent to prison for nearly 7 years in a $12.6 million Medicare and tax fraud scheme. The businessman paid kickbacks to patient recruiters to obtain the information of beneficiaries, which he then used to bill Medicare for services that were not medically necessary or were not provided. And he admitted creating fake patient files to deceive an auditor. 11 other defendants have been convicted in this case. A physician was jailed for 2 years and must pay nearly $13 million for his role in a Medicare, Medicaid bogus services and false billing scam run from a New York clinic. A New York OBGYN is to pay more than $8 million in a civil Medicare, Medicaid settlement. Prosecutors said the physician used unlicensed staff to treat patients. Another New York doctor was charged with taking bribes for referrals in a massive New Jersey lab scheme. Authorities alleged that the physician received $3,300 a month, as well as sports, concert, and Broadway tickets and meals worth thousands of dollars more. A Brooklyn, New York nursing home aide was charged with striking an elderly patient. The alleged mistreatment was caught on video, court papers say. In a case of drug diversion, a New York nurse admitted stealing narcotics meant for nursing home patients. She used the drugs herself. Another New York nurse was charged with using forged prescriptions to get more than 2,000 narcotic pills, and Medicaid paid the bills, authorities allege. A Chicagoan was put behind bars for 21 months for conspiring in the Sacred Heart Hospital kickback scheme. The hospital's former chief operating officer arranged payoffs to doctors in exchange for referring patients to the now-closed facility on Chicago's west side. A North Carolinian pleaded guilty in a $4 million fraud scheme after threatening to kill a witness if she spoke to law enforcement. An excluded provider, the man billed Medicaid for medically unnecessary services to beneficiaries, mostly children, and submitted a forged document. Three defendants in Houston were charged in a $5.6 million Medicare fraud conspiracy that authorities say included illegal payments, identity theft, medically unnecessary tests, and false billing. Miguel Hernandez and Maria Morera, a married couple indicted in a nearly $7 million Medicare scam, were added to OIG's Most Wanted Fugitives list. Authorities said the scam included billing for medical services that were unnecessary or not provided. The couple allegedly billed for trigger point injections, for which Medicare pays between $58 and $60 each, but instead administered vitamin B12 shots, for which Medicare pays about 66 cents each. The couple also billed for medical services on days when they drove patients to restaurants for parties, authorities said. The two are believed to be in Spain. Armando Ana Zamora, indicted in a $550,000 Medicare scam, was added to the OIG Most Wanted list. She is believed to be in Central or South America. Abeomi Onajobi, indicted in a $585,000 healthcare scam, was also added to the OIG Most Wanted list. Investigators believe he fled the United States before a warrant could be issued for his arrest. He may be in his native Nigeria. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. And for more against the fight against healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, click More News on the podcast webpage. Thanks for listening.